天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天是一年的最后一天喽！感谢听众朋友们陪伴着小环和舒雅在过去这一年中一起成长，更感谢麦克牧师的讯息分享以及安详的翻译，使我们能够从神的话语中受益颇多。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们今天的节目呢是空虚不满与神的旨意，那这是这系列的第二期，当然也是最后一期了。弟兄姐妹们，你们是否思考过，为什么我们的人生会有如此多的弯路和危险呢？好，那就让我们预备心，来领受麦克牧师的讯息吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thank you again for tuning into this broadcast.
感谢你再次收听这个节目。
We are bringing you this second and the last of a short series of messages.
今天是这个系列的第二次播出，也是这个短系列的最后一次信息。
We are calling it Discontentment and God's Purpose.
这个系列就叫做空虚不满与神的旨意。
Or how God can use discontentment in our lives to serve His purpose.
也就是说，神借着我们人生当中的不满足来成就他的美意。
And I want to begin by asking you a question.
首先，请问你一个问题。
Have you ever found yourself walking in a strange city?
你曾经在一座陌生的城市里走过吗？
You have looked carefully at the map or the directions that you have been given.
虽然你很仔细地看过了地图。
And lo and behold, you see a detour sign, road is blocked.
但结果呢？你走到一个此路不通的牌子前面。
And the natural thing to do is to follow the detour signs, right?
很自然的，你会照着改道的指示牌来走，对吗？
You don't know the place very well.
因为你对那儿一点儿也不熟悉。
Your map or direction only shows you one way to your destination.
地图只告诉你一条到目的地的路线。
You feel that there is no other option but to follow the detour sign.
这时候，除了按照标志牌的指示，你别无选择。
So you follow the signs.
你就只好按照标志牌的说明，乖乖地往前走。
You go left, then right, then right, then left.
于是你转来转去的。
And then all of a sudden, no more detour signs.
突然你看不见任何指示牌了。
And you don't know if you go right or left or straight ahead.
这时候你真是左右为难了。
Whatever the reason may be, you feel lost.
总之你感到很失落。
And you are panic-stricken.
你就心慌意乱的。
You use your best judgment, but you're still lost.
你尽量运用自己的判断力，但你还是迷路了。
Today, I want to talk to you about some dangerous detours.
今天我就是要和你谈这些个危险的弯路。
These dangerous detours can take us away from contentment.
这些弯路会把我们带到空虚不满足的境地。
If you are listening for the first time, we have been talking about contentment and peace in life.
如果上一次你听了节目，你就会知道我们谈到人生的满足和平安。
In the last message, we saw a contrast between Cain and the prodigal son.
在上次的信息里，我们看到该隐和浪子这两个人的对比。
Cain allowed his restlessness and discontentment to lead him away from God.
该隐容许他的不安和不满足带他远离了神。
And thus away from contentment.
因此他永远得不到满足。
But the prodigal son allowed his restlessness and discontentment to lead him into God's grace.
但是浪子的不安和不满足却促使他来到神的恩典中。
And there he found the place of rest and contentment.
在神那里，他得到安息和真正的满足。
Today I want to speak to believers.
今天我想对已经相信耶稣的人说。
The believers who have known and experienced the rest for their souls that comes from knowing Christ.
基督徒因着认识基督就可以经历心灵的平安。
That rest that comes from basking in the grace of God.
他们沐浴在神的恩典中可以享受安息。
But many believers, after coming to Christ and experiencing the peace of salvation, they face detours.
但是很多信徒在归向基督并经历了救恩的平安之后，却要面对种种的弯路。
These detours can become a source of restlessness and discontentment.
这些弯路会导致他们感到不安和不满足。
These detours can steal our joy and peace.
这些弯路会夺走他们的喜乐和平安。
And today I want to give you four detours that you must watch for.
今天我要提出四种弯路，请你们提高警觉。
Each of these can be a source of restless wandering.
这些弯路都会使你流离飘荡。
Each of these can turn your relationships into rancor.
这些弯路也会破坏你的人际关系，与人结怨。
Now, before I give you these four detours, I want to remind you of the fact that total contentment is not possible in this life.
在我讲这四种弯路之前，让我提醒你，我们今生不会有完全满足的。
Complete peace can never be achieved in this life.
今生也不会有完全的平安。
Later on in this message, I want to tell you more about this.
待会儿我会再深入谈到这方面的问题。
So what are these four dangerous detours that can send us off course?
那么这些危险的弯路是什么呢？
They are as follows.
他们就是
Number one,
第一，
Unwillingness to confront your weaknesses.
不愿意面对自己的弱点。
Second,
第二，
Unawareness of the lie of legalism.
没有察觉教条主义的错谬。
Third,
第三，
Underestimation of the pitfall of pride.
低估了骄傲的危险。
Fourthly,
第四，
Unfaithfulness in self-giving.
在奉献上不忠心。
Let's look at these four one by one.
让我们一个个的来看这四条弯路。
First, unwillingness to confront your weaknesses.
首先，我们来看不愿意面对自己的弱点这个问题。
Every one of us has an area of weakness.
我们每一个人都有软弱的一面。
To some of us, our weakness may be a physical weakness.
对某些人来说，可能是肉体上的软弱。
To others, it may be a moral weakness.
对另外一些人来说，可能是道德上的软弱。
Still, to others, it may be a flaw of personal character.
再有一些人，也许是性格方面的缺陷。
And yet, still, for others, it may be a lack of spiritual discipline.
还有些人，也许缺乏了属灵方面的纪律。
Whatever your weakness is, you must learn to apply the grace of God to that area of weakness.
无论是哪方面的弱点，你都要学会让神的恩典彰显在你的软弱上。
If you do not daily apply God's grace to your weakness, that weakness will constantly be a detour in your life.
如果你不让神的恩典每天显在你的软弱上，这些软弱就会成为你生命中的弯路。
And your weakness will take you off your spiritual course of contentment.
这些软弱就会使你远离灵性上的满足。
And will lead you to discontentment.
而使你感到空虚不满。
Now, I don't want you to misunderstand me, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，但不要误会我的意思。
Do not focus on the area of your weakness.
我不是要你单单注意你的软弱。
Focusing on the area of your weakness all the time is a terrible mistake.
每天只想到自己的弱点是极大的错误。
Do not focus on the area of your weakness until it becomes an obsession.
千万不要只专注在自己的弱点上，让它霸占了你整个心思。
The answer to all of our weakness is to focus on the grace of God.
如何面对你的弱点，就在乎你是否能专心仰赖神的恩典。
Because God's grace becomes perfect in our weakness.
因为神的恩典在我们的软弱上显得完全。
If God's grace is not sufficient for you,
假如你认为神的恩典还不够，
then probably you are focusing on your weakness instead of on God's awesome grace.
那是因为你只看自己的软弱，却不是专注在神奇妙的恩典上。
And the antidote to the detour of weakness is to trust in the grace of God.
唯有仰赖神的恩典才是解决软弱这条弯路的途径。
Trusting in the grace of God to meet your weakness will lead to rest and contentment.
在我们的软弱中，仰赖神的恩典能使我们得到安息和满足。
And therefore I come secondly to the area of the lie of legalism.
接着让我们来看第二条弯路，教条主义的错谬。
First, let me define legalism.
我先给教条主义下个定义。
Legalism is the elevation of man-made rules to the level of God's commandment.
所谓教条主义，就是用人制定的规条取代了神的命令。
Many people grow up surrounded by legalism.
很多人是在教条主义之下成长的。
They accept what man said to be equal to what God said.
他们把人的教训等同于神的话。
Let me explain what I mean.
我要解释一下我的意思。
We believe that salvation is by grace alone.
我们相信得救是单单本乎神的恩典。
So if anyone would say that salvation is by grace plus any other requirement, then you have fallen into the lie of legalism.
所以如果有人说除了靠神的恩典得救，还要加上其他的条件，这就是教条主义带来的谎言。
Legalism means that you have abandoned the grace of God as the only basis for your relationship with Him.
教条主义要我们放弃只有神的恩典才是人与神和好的唯一基础这个原则。
Now, don't misunderstand me, please, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细听，不要误会了我的意思。
There are those who are on the other extreme.
也有人会落在另一个极端里。
There are many people who use grace as a license to do what they want.
这些人把神的恩典当作放纵情欲的借口，任意而行。
They presume on grace to cover their immorality.
他们假借神的恩典来遮掩自己的败坏。
This is even more dangerous than legalism.
这比教条主义更危险。
Remember that the keeping of the commandments of God is not legalism.
要知道，遵守神的诫命并不等于死守教条。
Legalism is the keeping of the commandments of man.
教条主义乃是死守人的诫命。
Why do I say this?
我为什么要这么说呢？
Because thinking that legalism pleases God makes you feel super spiritual.
因为当你认为遵守教条可以讨神喜悦，就会使你自以为灵命高超。
And thinking that you are super spiritual will diminish the wonder of God's grace in your life.
当你自以为灵命高超时，就贬低了神的恩典在你生命中的作为。
And thinking that way will rob you of your joy.
一旦你这么想，你就会失去你的喜乐。
It will rob you of the joy of trusting in God alone.
失去因单单仰赖神而有的喜乐。
So, let's now recap.
我再重复一次刚才所说的两点。
First, ignoring our weaknesses can be a dangerous detour from contentment.
第一， 忽视自己的弱点是导致空虚不满的危险弯路。
Secondly, legalism is a detour from contentment to restlessness.
第二，教条主义会把我们引到焦躁不安的弯路上去。
Thirdly, the pitfall of pride is another dangerous detour from contentment.
第三，骄傲是导致不满足的另一个危险弯道。
First, let me tell you a few things about pride.
首先，我要告诉你一些关于骄傲的事。
Pride is very deceptive.
骄傲往往蒙蔽人。
Pride can be disguised to look like something very spiritual.
伪装的骄傲使人看起来似乎很属灵。
Pride can be disguised and presented as selflessness.
伪装的骄傲使人看起来似乎大公无私。
When in reality, pride is always self-serving.
其实骄傲永远都是以自我为中心的。
In fact, pride can hinder answers to prayer.
事实上，骄傲使我们的祷告落空。
Pride can rob many Christians from praying big prayers.
骄傲剥夺许多基督徒大有信心的祷告。
My listening friend, do you know that God loves His children to pray big prayers?
我亲爱的朋友，你知道吗？神喜悦他的儿女大有信心的祷告。
God loves prayer that are designed to bring glory to God.
神喜爱人把荣耀归给神的祷告。
Now, I want you to ask yourself this question.
现在，请你问问你自己。
And I want you to be honest with yourself.
请诚实地回答这些问题。
When you are all alone with God, is your pride standing in the way?
当你单独亲近神的时候，你的骄傲是否从中作梗呢？
Is your pride preventing you from seeing God to do great and mighty things?
你的骄傲是否拦阻了你看见神伟大而奇妙的工作呢？
And ultimately, pride can rob you of your joy of seeing heaven rejoice.
最终，骄傲将会夺取你看见天堂乐境的喜乐。
Finally, lack of generosity can be a detour to contentment.
最后一条导致不满足的弯路是不乐意奉献的心。
Generous and hilarious givers are almost always joyful and contented people.
乐意慷慨奉献的人永远都是满足而喜乐的。
Some people give to God like they are paying their taxes.
有些人向神奉献就好像是交付税金一样。
They are uptight when they give.
他们心不甘情不愿。
They feel that they are giving out of sense of obligation.
他们认为这是不得不尽的义务。
And they look for the first excuse not to give.
他们尽可能找理由不用奉献。
They think that God is very fortunate to get what they give him.
他们认为神收到他们的奉献是多么幸运。
Do you think that giving has to do with how much you have to give?
你认为奉献的关键在于数量的多少吗？
Let me tell you a story about Jesus.
让我告诉你耶稣的一个故事。
One day Jesus was standing in the temple.
有一天耶稣站在圣殿里。
And he watched the Pharisees giving their big donations with big public displays of devotions.
他观看那些法利赛人当众奉献大把金钱，表现自己的虔诚。
Everybody was clapping and applauding.
在场的人都为此鼓掌喝彩。
Then Jesus saw a simple widow who came in with two small coins.
那时耶稣看到一个朴素的寡妇带着两个小钱进来。
These were the least coins that you could give to the temple.
她带的小钱是当时奉献给圣殿最起码的数目。
And while this woman was giving the least of all, yet Jesus points to her and says that she is giving the most of all.
当这个女人献上最小的数目时，耶稣却指着她说，这是所有人当中奉献最多的。
Somebody may have turned and said, But Lord, these men are giving some big amounts of money here.
有些人也许会问耶稣说，但是主啊，那些人可是捐了大笔的金钱呢。
Jesus answered and was saying, These men may be giving big amounts, but their big amounts are crumbs to them.
耶稣回答说，不错，那些人是捐出了大量金钱，但那只不过是他们多余的零碎而已。
But this widow gave everything.
而这位寡妇却捐出了她所有的一切。
Remember these four detours to contentment in Christ.
请记住，这四条弯路会导致我们远离基督里的满足。
Our weaknesses.
我们的软弱。
Legalism.
教条主义。
Pride.
骄傲。
And lack of generosity.
和不乐意的奉献。
Let me conclude by saying this.
在结束的时候，让我告诉你。
God has framed human history between two gardens.
在人类历史的起点和终点有两座花园。
And then there was a third garden in the middle.
在当中有第三个花园。
There was the first garden, the Garden of Eden, which became stained with Adam's sin.
第一个是伊甸园，这个园子因着亚当的犯罪而被污染。
His sin there created discontentment for all of humanity.
他在那里所犯的罪形成了全人类不满足的根源。
On the other end of history, there's going to be another garden.
在历史的另一端，将有另外一个园子。
The city garden that is coming from above, which called the New Jerusalem.
这座花园新城，就是从神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷。
And in between those two gardens, there is a middle garden called the Garden of Gethsemane.
在这两座园子中间，另有一个被称为科西马尼园的地方。
And in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Son of God paid the price, the wages, and the penalty of sin.
在科西马尼园里，神的儿子付上了代价，为我们接受刑罚，还清了我们的罪债。
And it's only when you go through the Garden of Gethsemane will you be able to go to the Garden City, the New Jerusalem.
只有通过科西马尼园，你才能够进入新耶路撒冷这座花园新城。
Let me tell you about this new city, the new garden that will be coming from heaven.
让我告诉你一些事，有关这座从天上降下来的花园新城的。
In that garden city, all conflict and strife will cease.
在这座新城里，不再有任何的斗争和冲突。
In that garden city, all the tears will be wiped away forever.
在那里，所有的眼泪都要永远被擦干。
In that garden city, all the forces that are constantly pushing us away from God's presence will disappear.
在那里，所有迫使我们远离神的恶势力都会消失。
In that garden city called the New Jerusalem, all of our striving and tension and disharmony will cease.
在这座被称为新耶路撒冷的花园里，不再有紧张的斗争和不协调。
There will be no death or dying.
在那里再没有死亡。
No sickness or suffering.
没有疾病或痛苦。
No hatred or bitterness.
没有仇恨和苦毒。
No tears or fears.
没有眼泪和惧怕。
My listening friend.
我亲爱的朋友。
Is that your destiny?
你盼望到那里去吗?
It can be if you come to the only one who can get you there.
如果你今天归向基督,他是唯一能带你到那里去的道路。
Will you come to him today?
你愿意今天就来到他的面前吗?
It is my prayer that you would come to him and then write and let me know.
我会为你祷告,求神帮助你早日归向他,也盼望你给我来信。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好,我们下次节目再见,愿神大大的赐福给你。
的确，我们很难接受自己，小环曾经也是这样。我可以去接受任何人、任何事情，我却始终无法接受自己，因为我对自己的每一样，从外貌到内在，从学习到工作，都有一种深深的自卑感。因此，我会在外面就会显得非常的坚强，伪装得非常的漂亮，使自己看起来非常的优秀，但是我心里明白，这一切都是虚假的，自己的内心有一种深深的自卑感。但感谢神的恩典，将我从罪的沼泽中拖了起来，使我由内而外的更新变化，让我更加能够接受自己，也更多的认识了自己。因着主的爱，我开始真正的来爱自己，卸下了伪装的面具。好，弟兄姐妹们，愿在新的一年中，我们都能够一起努力，来荣耀主的名，真正的交托，求主来掌管我们的生命。那我们就明年再见喽，拜拜。是永不